Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. While living on Waiheke and catching a ferry to work doesn't exactly qualify me as a seafarer, it does mean I have a sense of how we can be at the mercy of the sea, especially when the elements let loose like they have with the recent storms. So I thought in this episode of Counting the Beat, I'd take a look at sea shanties and songs of the sea. I'll start off with the Renderers, a Port Chalmers group who meld country with alternative guitar squall. This is the title track from their 1997 album, A Dream of the Sea. Being an island nation, it's no surprise that we have plenty of songs about oceans and seafaring. For example, we all know this one.
Well,
this from the Waratahs, an advertisement which turned out to be their most popular song. And we'll be cruising on Enter Island, taking my time, feeling fine. Cruising on Enter Island, sailing to the other side. Cruising on Enter Island, taking my time, feeling fine. Although we'd like to forget this 1986 gem from all of us, how can we? Sailing away, sailing away, New Zealand can do it, take it away, sailing away. Between that song and the Red Sox, the America's Cup sure has a lot to answer for. Well, here's something a bit better. This is from Ragamuffin Children, from their album Werecat Lullabies that came out last year. This is a song called Sea Shanty, although it's not really. Over the seas, while away the witching times, no one to blame for the hidden costs. Walk the plank into the waves, all the truths come to prey, then calm the ignorant soul. Sea shanties are some of the older songs that we know, and there's New Zealand sea shanties as well. One of the first recorded was written in 1815. It's called I've Traded with the Maoris.
I've traded with the Maoris, Brazilians and Chinese. I've courted half-caste beauties beneath the kauri trees. I've travelled along with the laugh and the song in the land where they call you mate. Around the horn and home again, for that is the sailor's fate. Across the line, the Gulf Stream, I've been in Table Bay. Around the horn and home again, for that is the sailor's way.
In more recent times, some relatively well-known musicians have turned their attention to sea shanties as well. In 2004, Robert Scott, you'll know him from The Clean and from The Bats, he put together an album called The Songs of Otago's Past, which is a whole lot of folk songs from Otago, of course. And to be honest, I was a little disappointed with it. I was hoping he'd reinterpret them and bring some of his own musical style, that kind of chugging bass to it, a la Billy Bragg and Wilco when they did the Woody Guthrie songs. But instead, he played them pretty straight. However, this one is one I do like. It's called Whaler's Rhymes, and it features a ship's harmonium, the kind of instrument that you'd find on a sailing ship. Funnel Lion is a more recent sea shanty written by British seaman Cyril Tawney about his time in the Royal Navy in World War II, but I first heard it when it was recorded by New Zealand port dwellers David Mitchell and Denise Rowan, both of the 3Ds. They released the Grey Funnel Lion as a limited edition 7-inch single on the Expressway label, and if you're lucky you might pick it up on Making Losers Happy, an Expressway compilation.
Thank you.
In a much more traditional vein are the Maritime Crew. They were formed in 1994 and they primarily entertain visitors and tourists at the New Zealand National Maritime Museum on Hobson's Wharf in Auckland. In fact, if you head along there on the first Sunday of the month, you'll get a free concert from them. They're writing and recording original sea shanties like this one, Under the Southern Cross, which comes from their 2005 album, The Maritime Crew Sing the Sea Songs of Rudy Sund.
Under the Southern Cross, sailing through the night, under the cross, the stars are shining bright. It's grand to be sailing home again, home to New Zealand, home to my friends.
To close the episode, I just have time to play you a piece from a song from Wellington outfit The Raskolnikovs. This is from their debut EP, HMS Fortune, which was released in 2005. The song's called Black Sea.
Descending again and I summon forth with drown those rites with a curve undertow. We laid no longer seaworthy, sailing out upon this black sea.
I'm Chris, and you've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show I produce for Waiheke Radio. In this episode, we heard Songs of the Sea from The Renderers, The Ragamuffin Children, Robert Scott, David Mitchell and Denise Rowan, The Raskolnikovs, and many, many more. At countingthebeat.blogspot.com, you'll find links, info, and videos. Thanks for listening, everybody.